Shalom, love, and blessings, Yahites, family of Yah. This is Judah, and in today's episode of Kingdom Talk, we will be talking about four little words: Thy will be done. As is spoken of in the prayer that was taught by Yahushua, that was taught by the Messiah. And we're just going to do a short teaching, going to go into it, discuss this for a little while, and see what it actually means. So may this be a blessing to you. So as we go into this, we might as well look at the context that it was actually introduced, this phrase, and the prayer that it was taken from by Yahushua, Jesus, as recorded in Matthew chapter 6. It states here, well, Yahushua said, "After this manner, therefore, pray you, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." So that's the context. That is where we're taking this phrase from, "Thy will be done." And if you're a believer, if you are called a Christian, then this really is our goal. This really should be our first waking thought, to do the will of God. The first thing that we think about when we're faced with challenges is really the first thing and the last thing that we want to do in our day-to-day life. So we see in the scriptures that this is not going to happen for everybody, you know. So I'm going to give you a few scriptures and from this, and then I'm going to go into what it is, how we implement it, what is the will of God for us as believers. So let's go to Matthew 7. We know that Yahushua, Jesus, said, "Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven." It says that many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity." That's a pretty deep statement there. This is Yahushua saying what's going to happen. This is a prophecy. This was not a suggestion. This was not something that might happen. This is going to happen. And there are people out there now stating that they're doing the will of God, or the will of our Father in heaven. But Yahushua is saying that even though that these people are doing many wonderful works, they're casting out devils, they're prophesying in his name, that he's going to state to them, "I never knew you." Me and you were never acquainted. They were doing a lot, but they weren't walking with the Messiah, Yahushua. So why would that be? Why on earth would it be that there are people who are out there stating that they're working for God, that God is with them, and Jesus is going to say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity." So just to give a quick background just on that scripture alone, to find out really what iniquity means. What is the basis for this iniquity? Why is it that these people are going to be out there doing these many wonderful works, these miracles, these prophesying and healing the sick, casting out demons? Why is it that Yahushua is going to say, I never knew you? For that, we're going to have to go back into 1 Samuel and chapter 15. And just to, so we don't make it as a long thing, don't make this episode too long. Samuel had anointed Saul to be king over his people Israel. But he was advised, hearken thou unto the voice of the words of Yah. Listen to what Yah is telling you. Listen to the directions of Yah. Okay? And he was commanded to go and smite Amalek, the nation of the Amalekites. Amalekites. And so Saul went on his merry way. But what he didn't do was do exactly what Yah God had told him to do. So remember, Yah God had anointed, he was an anointed king, called by God, anointed by God, sent out by Yah God to do something. Now, when he came back, he'd obviously got a lot of sheep, etc., that he was told not to bring back because he was commanded to wipe everything out. And Saul said that even when he was asked by Samuel, Saul insisted that he had done the will of Yah. Saul had insisted that he had obeyed. And then when he was pressed on the matter, he blamed the people that he was with. Remember, he's a king, which means he's got responsibility. But instead, he blamed the people that he was with. And Samuel said to him, does Yah take pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifice as much as in obeying his voice? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. And to pay attention, to listen, to do what it is you're instructed to do is better than the fat of rams. And then he gave this very succinct definition of what rebellion, of what iniquity is, sorry. He said, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So rebellion to God, to his way, to his voice, is likened unto witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. And Samuel said to Saul, because you have rejected the word of Yah, he has also rejected you from being king. Deep. So because somebody may say, why on such a light thing? Because Saul gave the excuse that he was coming to sacrifice this to Yah. But that was a lame excuse. He was told to do something and he didn't do it. And he was stubborn. He had rebelled against the word of God and was stubborn in his actions. So why on earth would this be, why would I use this? Because these people are out there. There are people out there now today. They have their prophetic ministries. They have their ministries for deliverance. Okay. They have their healing ministries, miracle ministries, but the way they live is not in accordance with what Yah God commands. Remember, the Apostle John stated clearly when he recorded what Yahushua said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you are my disciples. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free or make you free." For the truth, for you to know the truth and for that truth to set you free or to make you free, you have to abide in his word, abide in his teaching, abide in his instruction. Then you are a disciple. But and a disciple follows, walks with Yahushua, walks with Jesus. That's why he said, he will say to these people, "I never knew you. You and I weren't acquainted," because you may be doing these miracles, you may be doing these things prophetic, but remember, all of those things listed are actually gifts. They're gifts. And we know, according to the word of God, that the gifts and the calling of God is without repentance. He's not taking them away. He's not going to, he doesn't take it away. So they're doing all of this, but he's saying, "I never knew you. We weren't really acquainted. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity, you stubborn person. You stubbornly went on to do your own thing. You stubbornly went on to keep what you want to do over and above what I told you to do." In Matthew 12, he says, "For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." Yahushua, not even Yahushua, had family ties that overrode the will of Yah. Sadly, there are too many who compromise their walk with Christ, their walk with Jesus, their walk with Yeshua. They compromise because of their mother, their father, their brother, their sister, all their family members, or some or one. And there is no compromise when it comes to the will of Yah. There's no compromise when it comes to the will of God. And so these people will find themselves hearing the same thing. "I never knew you, depart from me, you that work iniquity." In Luke 6, Yahushua said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say?" So many calling Jesus Lord, 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 but yet they're not doing the things that he said for them to do. So again, they're going to hear exactly the same thing. "I never knew you, depart from me, you that work iniquity, you that work stubbornness, you that work lawlessness, you that work compromise with the word of God, with the law of God, with the Torah of Yah. Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able." Yahushua said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." There is only one way. We can't negotiate our way in. This isn't a nightclub. This isn't a wine bar or an event where you can slip in through a window or over a fence or through the gate or some other way. There's no one you can pay off. There's no one you can bribe. We have to enter in at the straight gate. Many are going to try to get in. And there are many who do try. But they soon get found out and exposed by the Holy Spirit. So, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." We're talking about the will of God. We're talking about the will of the Father. What is it? How do we know what it is? Well, it's actually quite plain. It does say it quite plainly in the script that we have right in front of us. Because he's saying, pray like this: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So what is the will of God? The will of God is literally what we're praying after we're praying about his will. This is actually his will. Give us this day our daily bread. He wants to provide for us. He wants to ensure that we have our daily bread, both naturally and spiritually. Do not lead us into temptation. He doesn't want to for you to fall or to go into temptation. He wants you delivered from evil. He doesn't want you to be accosted or controlled by the enemy in any way. And he wants us to acknowledge his kingdom, his dominion in our life, his power in our life, and the glory, his glory in our life. But that comes with a key directive that was given by the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul stated, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, set apart, holy, acceptable unto your God, which is your reasonable service. Then he goes on to say, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you can prove what his good, what his acceptable, what his perfect will is. His perfect good and acceptable and perfect will is for us not to be in lack. This is what we see in the book of Acts. This is what we see when the Holy Spirit came, the church was born, and the apostles started to lead, and the disciples, the members, lived and worked and walked in accordance with the apostles' doctrine. There was no lack. He wants to make sure that there's no lack. As we see in Psalms 23, Yah is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's his desire. He says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. He wants us to be forgiven. And he wants us to forgive, to be forgiven. Because unforgiveness, bitterness, malice, revenge, vengeance, all of those things are toxic in our body and in our physical body and our spiritual body. You know, so these are the things, the actual, we're praying his will. We're praying his will into existence. We're praying his will through that prayer. That is what thy will be done in earth is meant to be. Yeah, he's given us authority over all the power of the enemy. He wants us to be his evidence. The evidence of his grace, the evidence of his love, the evidence of his purpose. You and I have that role as ambassadors. As one who've been born into the kingdom with a new heavenly home. He wants you and he wants me to be God provers. So that means that you and I have to show forth his praises. You and I have to ensure that our life is showing forth his will to be done. And that takes a sacrifice. It takes us to put in his will above ours. And it can't be any other way. It can't be any other way. Because we have been ordained to be living testimonies. living testimonies that can be read by man, that people out there will know, even without words, there's something different about you. So we need to change up our minds and really understand that our minds need to be renewed so that we can be transformed, so that we can be poster childs, poster children, that God can say, look, this is my beloved. But we have to come to a mindset where it's not our will, but his will be done. And the majority of struggles I see in believers is not so much, you know, a willingness in not to do things like sacrifices and offerings and praise, etc. None of those things. It's a willingness to obey in the everyday life what Yahushua commanded, what he's directed. That's the issue. So I hope that this has been of benefit to you. Above all else, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Everything else will be added to you. Yah bless you. Well, I hope that was a blessing to you. I hope that you got something positive out of that, and it helps you to refocus not on our own will, not on your own will, but on the will of our Father in heaven. Because everything is provided, everything is done when we do that. So Yahushua said that we're meant to observe all that he has commanded. Go back to the Gospels. Go back to the testimony of the apostles. Go back to the Acts of the Apostles, you know, and see. We know through the letters what we're meant to do. And he's given us his Holy Spirit so that he can lead and guide us into all truth. So may you be blessed. May Yah God bless you. May Yah keep you. May Yah cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Shalom, love, and blessings.